views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief when you tune in to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So I have just gotten back from my energetic upgrade tour with Mark Kettenbach in Germany, first Vancouver, then Germany, and also then in Birmingham. And it was absolutely awesome. We had so much fun, lots and lots of shifting taking place, really, really good feedback from the seminars. And it was a real pleasure to also visit with Sharan Sirdar, the epigeneticist that I quite often have on the show here. And she go to her temple and just be embraced with by her family. It was really, really fun. And then we were off to Stonehenge. So that was all very exciting. And so I am back here at home, and today I am happy to have Karen Campbell-Benton on the show. I haven't had her on the show for a bit because of all of the traveling. You can call in if you want at any time during the show. We love to hear from you at 1-800-930-2819. I'm just going to introduce Karen Benton here, and then we'll get on with it. So do you often wonder what may be holding your children back from expressing their fullest physical and creative potential? My guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton, and she is a certified body talk practitioner, a UN method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse, practitioner, and mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. We as humans only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives. Karen strives to bring the latest in science and alternative therapy and healthcare to our and awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, for family, community, continent, and globe. Hi, Karen, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Colette.
Oh, it's so awesome to hear your voice all the way from New York.
Yes. So excited to be working with the amazing Colette. I love your energy is fantastic. I've been following you on Facebook and all your travels around the world, sharing all your knowledge and showing people their infinite potential to express themselves fully in whatever way they want to. And I'm honored to be on the show with you and interact with some people that are interested in doing that as well here. The title of our show is very much about working with children, although as we have discussed in the past, we have relationships with everyone. So it encompasses everything. Raising the potential of our children is as much about raising our own potential as mothers and parents and whatever distant relatives or interactions we have, because the greatest way for us to raise other people's potential is truly to raise our own and then to effortlessly radiate that to people, right? It's not about trying to make people better. but in radiating that effortlessly, which you do, Colette, on a regular basis.
Thank you. Some days are better than others.
That's right. But you know what? That's just because you're not perceiving it. You're still doing it.
Yeah. And isn't that the case? You know, a lot of times when people get into energy work, what happens is they're like, okay, damn it, I want it to happen right now on the spot. And quite often it does. Like some things, you know, manifest very, very quickly. But other things you have to learn to be a little bit patient for.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially the bigger things that you're doing. I know you're, we already have two callers calling in right now. And I just want to let the callers know that we'll get to you in a little bit here. But I just wanted to ask you, because I know, Karen, that you are having an exciting event coming up here this weekend also. And I wanted you to just share it with everybody what you're up to.
Yes, we are in New York. We are hosting a fantastic instructor named Andy Spencer from the United Kingdom to teach a class called Mindscape, which is about utilizing the wisdom of our right brain. So in short, you know, we all, even when we're having a conversation, use our left brain to access our knowledge of the language, to use language to communicate. But we're also always utilizing our right brain and having an intuitive feeling aspect to that experience as well. Many mothers are connected to this, right? Those times where you just have a gut feeling about your child and you act on that. It's coming from a more intuitive aspect. You might not be able to break down exactly why you're doing it with your linear left brain, but you're acting on it, and it often turns out to be right. Well, this course is very much about increasing our and demystifying our intuition and our creativity, and showing that it has a paramount role in supporting us in being in the flow of our lives, right? Increasing the reliability of our experience with intuition, and showing us that it is an integral part of, you know, knowing what to do. We are so bombarded with all of our, you know, left brain knowledge, right? You go on the internet and you got all these things that you should be doing on all different levels. And this is a way of honing in on your own intuitive ability to guide your own life.
Yeah, that is so cool. You know, during our seminars also, Mark and I were talking a lot about left brain, right brain, and all that. And you just made me laugh, like, because I was just thinking about something he said. I think it was in Germany that he said that the day that I die, and if they do an autopsy on me, he said I'll be the first person in he says I'll be the first human being that they've discovered only has a right brain.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is Albert Einstein has a lot of these quotes, and he has, when he died, you know, of course they preserved his brain to study it. What made this man so amazing? And his corpus callosum, so the connection between his right and left brain, was ginormous compared to pretty much anybody else that was out there. So the question,
I love that
was,
word, ginormous.
Where that came from.
I love it.
So the question was he just born that way, or did he access his right brain so much through the way he lived his life and the things that he was open to, that the communication between his right and left brain was that much more integrated, right? So that his intellectual knowledge created a framework so he could access his intuition and create and discover.
That's
a cool thing. So you might actually find out that it's not so much your right brain, but your corpus callosum that's ginormous.
That's really funny, though, because, like, you know, the thing is about Albert Einstein is that he was such a genius because he thought outside the box. And so very, very different, you know, from the average, you know, left brain person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with my wonderful guest today, Karen Campbell-Betton. And when we return, we have a few calls from callers already, so we will be happy to take those calls as soon as we get back from the break. For now, we're just going to take a quick intermission, and then when we get back, make some more shift happen.
I found out
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Betton. Before we continue, Karen, just share your contact information with everybody listening so that if they want to, is there still room in your seminar?
Yes, there is. We've got, okay. We even have two early birds specials left. The first 12 new participants get that $100 off. So there are actually two spots left.
Okay, so can you share that information with everyone in case they want to get in touch with you?
You can email me at Karen@intuitivelivingny.com. You can call me 917-685-1528. And my website, where there would be more information, would be www.intuitivelivingny.com. All the information would be in one of those three ways of communicating with me, and we'll get you all set up to join us for this amazing weekend.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. And I just wanted to let people know also that feel free to call in. We love to hear from you, 1-800-930-2819. And just before we take the first caller here, I just wanted to, I forgot to thank the wonderful Leroy Maloof for actually hosting the radio show for me last week, because I was on the plane traveling. And just wanted to say thank you, Leroy. If you're listening in, thank you so much for doing such a wonderful job, and very much appreciated. It got a lot of positive feedback, and that's Leroy Maloof from Energetic Wellbeing Process. So we do have some callers here. So we're going to take the first call. Dolores from Florida, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Colette and Karen.
Hi. What's going on with you there, Dolores?
I've been doing a lot of processing and releasing grief and financial, all that good stuff. I'm setting boundaries, detaching with love, and standing in my power. And I'm not sure if I'm...
I know you called in a few radio shows ago, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So what changes are you noticing? Like, I mean, that's all cool what you're saying, but in your right now in this moment, what is it that you know, you notice the biggest change, and what would you like for us to do for you today?
What I'm trying to do is, if I have any blockages, energy blockages, because I'm really doing much better.
Much better. Good.
Yeah,
and so you're noticing a change.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So you know, when you get in touch with, I just like to always get a baseline. When you get in touch with the thought of, you know, being at your infinite potential, like of being able to access all of your intuitive ability. Where do you feel you're at on a scale from 0 to 10 right now? 10, we'll go for backwards how we usually do it. We'll go for 10 being like you're at your absolute highest, and 0 being at your not at all.
I would say 7.
Okay, cool. And so, Karen, you know, do you have anything that comes to you right off the bat here?
Well, the first thing that came to me when you were speaking was this this energy around the idea of practicing. Feels like there's a lot of active memories in your lifetime where you still have a charge around this experience of practicing being something that's slow, takes a long time. You have to try real hard. It involves a lot of strength, motivation, and determination. So I just want to strengthen you to this experience to support your intuition, to infuse into your left brain, to support you to the possibility of practicing being a light, effortless experience where you're able to take in, now I feel 80% more at one time than you ever have in your life, so that you can experience and perceive the changes, but also strengthen yourself when you perceive you're in this long process of practicing.
Yeah. Instead of practicing, put it into practice like you are.
Yeah,
that's the best way to go. And Dolores, can I just ask what your age is?
70.
Yeah, it's coming up because what came up right away is, you know, teaching an old dog new tricks. And so let's change that thinking to you being like a young pup, just getting ready to go out and play.
Yeah, and even the heart energy synchronizing on the energies of the vibration of a young pup who just sees the world with possibility and hope and infinite. What's the word?
Joy.
Inevitability, right?
Yeah.
The inevitability of what you want coming to you. Yeah, joy. Joy. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Like it's just an ease of it. And, you know, it was funny because I was up early this morning. I'm working on my book again. And I was, got sidetracked by Facebook. And I was watching this video of some people who put a camera on their Labrador retriever and let him loose and said, go down to the beach, right? And they it was just wild watching this pup, you know, like this young Labrador retriever just went flying down the path, just, you know, and leapt into the ocean, like just ran past people and leapt into the ocean, and just with so much joy and happiness, and like, you know, it was so good to be alive. And so this is the energy that I feel like that in many ways, see, when people move into a new decade like you have, because you're at 70, you're in a new decade, we want to strengthen you that this decade's going to be even more fun than the previous one, and just take all of the any of the expectations or limitations that other people have regarding age, that you can go backwards in time, and that you can utilize your skills in a way that you're going to catch yourself if you're in this place where you feel like you're too old to learn new things, or that, you know, why didn't I learn this before? So we just strengthen you to all that you're in the perfect place at the perfect time. You are strong to the speed that the earth is traveling at, and strong to manifesting on the third dimensional plane with these skills, so that it could be like more of a fun trip for you. And so I just wanted to check in with you now and just see where you're at now.
Feeling good. I would say 8, moving to 9.
Yeah, so we're just going to strengthen your perception to catch up with all the shifting that's happening right now. There's
you hear how our voice sounds different?
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it?
It really is. Like, it lost it. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, like her voice sounds about 20 years younger already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all I would add to that would be just the connecting the brain, so the coordination patterns in the brain with the heart, so that we can infuse sort of the inner knowing and wisdom of the heart to connect you to your wants, needs, and desires, and the brain to support that coordination pattern and the communication between those two, up and back and back and forth, and that and the environment, and then all your senses to reset to support this experience.
This is what Mark and I have been talking about at our seminars also, is just like we call it a power transmission, where, you know, you encode the heart to the brain. Mm-hmm. And to the central nervous system, and in that place, at that zero point where those two connect in the unified heart field, bang, everything is possible.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, and so let's like really strengthen that for you. And I just want to check in with you one more time now, how you're feeling about moving forward with your energy work.
I'm feeling moving forward 9 to 10.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I know, it's so sexy.
It's so different. Oh, it's great.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for calling in, Dolores. And we'll take the next caller, who is Charlotte from British Columbia. Charlotte, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Charlotte. Every time I hear your name,
Karen.
I get that makes me happy. It reminds me of my mom. Her middle name was Charlotte. And also of my favorite book growing up, Charlotte's Web. Have you ever read that?
I haven't, but so many people have asked me that question.
Yeah, you got to read that book.
I know. Well, I'm just so excited to be talking to both of you and having an opportunity, because I know you're both such amazing practitioners.
Thank you.
I hope I get to study with you both someday soon. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to, I don't have anything specific that I'd like you to do, but I just would like to experience your work together in terms of your energetic upgrades.
Okay, cool. So that's awesome. Like, here we have a blank slate, Karen.
We do. It's beautiful, you know, letting it all just arise. That's so awesome. That's the possibility of the intuition coming together and supporting. But even in your speaking, I mean, I don't know, maybe Colette, what came up for you first? I think it feels like you should feel stronger.
What came to me right away is that there's a very lightness of being in Charlotte's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want, like, actually strengthen her to understanding that we're all connected in the universe, and that very lightness of her being is like a wonderful way to lead. You know, sometimes people think leadership is all about being in a place where you're doing, and sometimes just being exactly. yourself and being 100% yourself and standing in that power.
And how powerful being is. Yeah, exactly.
Instead, like, you know, we're not called human doings. we're called human beings. And a lot of us forget that. And, you know, like I'm guilty of that at times, too. You know, when we were doing three different seminars in three countries on two continents in 4 weeks, there was a few times that I lost track of the fact that I was not a human doing.
That's great.
Okay. I have to say that's a bit of a struggle with me because I feel yeah. like I should be doing.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to just get a quick baseline from you because we have to go to break. So just where, how much does that bother you?
Oh, quite a bit.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I'd say about 8.
Okay, Karen and I are going to work on that on the break, and we will be right back to make some more shift happen. 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. We'll be right back, Charlotte, and we'll talk with you then.
Head underwater, and you tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder, even
tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Karen Benton here with me today, and I also have a caller on the line right now, and that is, I'm trying to remember, Charlotte. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was okay. Karen and I were working a little bit on what we were picking up for Charlotte on the break, and I was kind of still in that mode, so I'm back now. Karen, we had an interesting what you were picking up. Do you want to share that with Charlotte?
Yeah, it's funny how sometimes things come to you more in images. So I'm going to describe the image, but there's an element of your core energy. So there's this your actions and your movements in your daily experience are about bringing the energy out. It's almost as if you're trying to prove to the world and the people around you the strength and might of your beingness. And what I want to connect you to is your core, so your subtle perceptions and actions and the immense power that are in those. And one of the ways for you maybe to connect that is to sort of even put your hand on your heart and maybe the hand on, or kind of get the back of your brain, so like your occiput, and just sort of tap into those core energies in your spine and the physical potential to effortlessly impact the people around you. So you could call this more, you know, embracing your feminine energy. And it's not that your actual actions are masculine oriented, but there's a thought pattern that supports them needing to have more masculine traits to them, where the power in your feminine, intuitive, subtle beingness is so powerful all on its own that we just connect you to that so that you can take action and manifest from that space and perceive the impact that it's having on you and those around you already.
That's cool. That feels like totally different already, Karen. I'm just going to check in with you, Charlotte, and see how are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm feeling more at ease and more more feeling more into my strength.
Good. And like on a scale of 0 to 10, how much does it bother you now?
Oh, it's come right down.
Yeah, I'm getting your at zero.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just watching it sort of slide down. I was looking around one or two, but now I see it at zero.
Well, like it's your perception again, Lynn. We just want to strengthen that you know. And I talked about this. I was out in England, and after the seminar, we went out to Stonehenge. And I went out with Sharan Sirdar and her sister, Amrit. And when we left their house, you know, it was just pouring rain. And it's a 2.5-hour drive. And, you know, I was wearing my sunglasses. And everybody was like, well, why are you wearing sunglasses? It's pouring rain. And I said, because it's going to be very sunny by the time we get there. And of course it was. But they all kind of laughed, you know, that, oh, and
yes.
This is, you know, but I like, we put it out there, of course it'll be sunny. And when we got there, it was, you know, it was, we walked in and it was about 5 miles we walked probably in total. walking in and walking out and walking the grounds. And it was just so such beautiful energy. And the sun opened up, like the sky opened up and the sun was out. But there was a huge cloud right over Stonehenge. Well, we were there, like, and it was like this beautiful, like almost like a funnel cloud just going right into the center of it. It was just in, you know, raining really hard right there. And it was really, really cool. And then, you know, and then after that, it just was sunny. It was clear. And so this is something that a lot of times what happens, I feel like people put a lot of effort into, you know, like thinking that things can't change, or, you know, or feeling that you have to put so much effort into it. And sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, just seeing yourself in the future, seeing everything working out, just allowing yourself to step into that. It's like a period or a space of grace where you just allow the universe to look after your world for you. And so, and when you get into that place, right now there's so much happening on the planet that it's challenging for people to not be doing. And as I said, you know, when I had 3 seminars in 3 countries in 4 weeks, I became a human doing. And it was really irritating for me. I'm not used to being like, I get a lot done, but I don't go so much into my mind. But when there's, and so we want to strengthen that for you, your perception around that, and for anyone else listening in right now, is that you can allow yourself to let the energies shift in a more delightful way, rather than it having to be like really, really hard work or that you have to force it. It just allowing things to be smooth and gentle is what I'm picking up. And so, you know, just strengthening everybody that's listening in now or later to recognizing that it doesn't have to be like a challenge that you're like really fighting to move towards. Karen, just for Charlotte, what else would you like to share with her before we move on to our next caller?
I think that wraps it up. I would, and if you find yourself or perceive yourself experiencing something other than that, I kind of gather that maybe just putting your hand on your heart and connecting to the, you know, the term comes from even a body talk term, but the innate wisdom of your beingness, and then allow the how the perception will just shift and change in that moment.
It feels really soft. I'm just going to check in with you, Charlotte, again now, and just ask, like, where are you at with that? How does it feel to you?
That feels good. I feel in a very peaceful place.
Yeah, that's the calmness when you get in touch with your heartbeat. When you really think about it, your heart is expanding and it's contracting along with the universe. And so even Mother Earth has like a her own rhythm. And if we get in touch with the rhythm of Mother Earth and the expansion and the contraction of the earth, and then the expansion and the contraction of the universe, and we apply that to like all the cells in our body and our heartbeat, the expansion and contraction of our heartbeat, and everything starts moving in a way where everything gets in alignment, then it's kind of like not worrying if things don't happen right when you think they should, or when you know other people expect you to have them done, but just allowing yourself to be in this process of letting it just gently flow from you. And I'm feeling that is a lot different in you now from before you called in. And it was interesting because you didn't really have a problem, but you did. 'Cause I just, when I say that, what I mean by that is at any given moment, any single one of us is going to have an energetic weakness. That's just the way it is. You're going to have strengths and you're going to have weaknesses. And so really you can, you know, instead of judging a weakness as being something that is a bad thing or something that you don't want, allowing yourself to recognize that when you identify weaknesses, what you're really doing is you're allowing yourself to change it very quickly and then move into your strength with even more power. And so I think that's really cool for people to kind of feel that right now, because I can feel that happening in you right now. So I want to thank you so much, Charlotte, for calling in.
Thank you very much. I can feel that very strongly. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You might be feeling that in your body right now, like running up and down your spine, because I'm feeling that up, running up and down mine right now. And just this feeling.
Yes, and
yeah, go ahead.
The one thing I wanted to say was that I think I have that same sort of very heavy right brain that you were talking about.
It's not so much heavy. Think about it more as
expansion. No, I know.
It's
weighted to that side, but anyway. Yeah.
and that's not a, I like what Karen pointed out about the corpus callosum. Is that, did I pronounce
corpus
that?
Corpus callosum, yeah.
Callosum, yeah. That's a Canadian way. I was told that I have quite an accent because I say a boot instead of about. Mark and all the Germans were teasing me about that all the time. Mm-hmm. So this is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. We have another caller. And so when we get back, we will, pick up that caller. And I'm here with Karen Campbell-Benton and happy to shift energy. We won't have time for any other callers after that, after this next break. But when we get back, we will address the next caller. And we want to thank you, Charlotte, for calling in. And thank you for helping us to make some shift happen.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh how bright it was, it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night.
The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And my guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. Her and I are joining forces today, and we've been clearing energy for some callers. And we do have another caller on the line, and that's Patricia. But I'm just going to get you, Karen, to share your contact information one more time with the listeners. So if they want to attend that Mindscape and still get in on that special deal, that they could, you know how to contact you and take part in it.
Okay. So you can email me, Karen, at intuitivelivingny.com. You can go to my website, which has more information, www.intuitivelivingny.com. Or you can also call cell phone number 1-917-685-1528. We are looking forward to popping in. It feels like there's maybe one or two more people out there that want to join this energy that seems to be increasing in its radiance all the time. So
yeah, it's building. You can feel it.
I'm excited to be a part of it. So look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Do we have Patricia on the line here?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Colette. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
What can we do for you today, Patricia?
Okay. I'm calling for my son to help him to shift his energy. He was diagnosed with ADHD and something else and takes medication and so it's pretty challenging with his grade.
He's
14. Very bright young man. There is no teacher who doesn't tell us. Even his math teacher this time, he say he's very bright.
All right, your son right now, and his diagnosis and everything that's going on. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like it's the absolute worst, and 0 being like you feel totally neutral to it now, where are you on that scale?
Maybe a 6.
Okay, yeah, I was getting around a 5 or a 6. So
5, 6.
Right away when you brought this up, it's the diagnosis that's the biggest trigger for you. Quite often, I say this a lot, that we pray to God for these, for him to send us children or, angels that are going to make our lives better on this planet, that are going to, that we can learn from and make the planet a better place. And then when they arrive, we drug them because they are not the same as us. So we just want to strengthen that, for you to let go of the diagnosis that, and for him to let go of the diagnosis. I'm also getting that your concerns are broader now because of his age of moving into being a teenager, being 14 years of age. It's coming up the end of a 7-year cycle here. Karen, what are you picking up?
I wanted to do a general strengthening between her gallbladder and her liver, and there's lots of implications in that. But what we're looking at is supporting her to release. That's what the gallbladder does, but to release so that she can connect to the courage and the catalyst to organize, plan, and process the vision for her to connect to her insight to guide and open to what her and her son are here on this earth to do together.
Ah, yeah, there we go. Because that's one of the things that was coming up is like as soon as you mentioned the gallbladder, it's like the bile. And so releasing that and any anger that comes in from having her son be, it's kind of like being labeled. And so we want to just let go of all labels and allow that. It doesn't matter. And as she said, like, the school is saying that all his teachers are saying that he's absolutely brilliant. And this is really common. Like, I mean, if you would have stuck Albert Einstein in school.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I bet you he would have been.
They're all dropouts. They're all dropouts from public school. But here's the piece with this, which is subtly said in all that Colette's saying, but I just want to bring it up for you because I think hearing it is important, is, you know, each time he's labeled and people don't understand his or see or perceive his innate wisdom, it's triggering all the times you had that experience yourself, right? Your teachers might have looked at you and not really connected to your intuitive wisdom and brains and smarts and intellectualism and ability to navigate this life. So we want those, you know, so when you're in perceiving that experience with your son, it's not being heightened by the past experiences that you had from that, right? It can just be complicated by it, but
yeah, accumulated. Yeah. Between the two of them.
My right brain goes nuts and my left brain can't keep up.
Yeah, there we go. That happens. We just want to check in with you now. How are you feeling about this?
I feel probably 5 or 4.
Okay.
Now I want to make a comment here. You know, since we learned about his diagnosis, I think I have been able to handle it and learn, and I'm always looking for resources. But the problem what I see is, I think it's affecting even more my husband, because he works with him doing math, and he's frustrated constantly. And I think it's just taking a big toll on him in both. But I think I can handle certain things in different way than he does. Of course,
as soon as you said that is that it triggers you when you see your husband and your son not working 100% perfectly together.
Yes.
And so let's just get you strong to that, that there, first and foremost, your son to his dad, and then his dad back to him. And we want to strengthen all the love they have for each other. There's some guilt coming in from your husband of, on an unconscious level, this is all on, you know, there's no judgment here, of, you know, what did he do wrong to produce a child that has an attention span that is like this. And so we just strengthen him to the perfection of it all in their communication, that they have very strong communication skills on in the voice, in the tone of the voice, in the words that they say, the empty spaces in between the words, just strengthen that. And then also getting them both strong from the language of math to the language of the alphabet. And we totally have run out of time here, so I just need to check in with you really quick here and just see where you're at now.
I will say a 3.
Good. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen your perception around that so that you can let it go all the way, and strengthen your connection now with your son and his father, and strengthening that so that you would be intuitively supporting their communication. As I said, we've run out of time here, Karen. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
Yeah, and thank you, just for letting us know about this amazing seminar that you have going on this weekend in New York. And I just also wanted to say, for people calling in or for people that want to connect with me, you can reach me at Colette. The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook and Twitter and the other social media. And also you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. Also, if you want to know about the seminars, the energetic upgrade seminars that Mark and I have been collaborating on, you can do that at energeticupgrade.com. And once again, Karen, thank you so much. And thank you, Brian, for the wonderful music today, and all the people who called in and people listening in. It is a pleasure to connect with you. And we will see you again next Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time to make some more shift happen. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us a Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S-Cafe.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Let me introduce you to my friends at Galeos Dressings and Marinades. In 1996, in Newport Beach, California, Chefs Andre and Gordana, both schooled in European traditions, created the most incredible dressings and marinades. But they're not just dressings and marinades. Think about this. What if you could buy a dressing and a marinade that was low in fat, low in sugar, and by the way, had all of the juicy ingredients, no MSGs, no gluten, GMO-free, no artificial flavors, no colors or preservatives? Isn't it amazing? It's almost too good to be true. But find out for yourself. Go to GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com. And check out all of the dressings, all of the marinades, and order online for getting yourself free shipping. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. It is an incredible way to kick off this fall season.